NFL Panther safety Trey Boston is from Fort Myers. Today we hear from his mother, 43-year-old Iris De Hoyos. She went into the StoryCorps booth with her friend Larry Aguilar to talk about the resilience it took for her to leave poverty and abuse in her hometown in Texas and move here to make a new life for her sons.
We come from a very bad area in Texas where there was no future for either one of us, and most likely my son would be targeted as a child and he would never be able to become the man that he is today. I am extremely proud of him. It's not something he actually had wanted to do, was to play football, but it's something that I saw in him. Although he is in the NFL now, we went through many trials and tribulations, many tests of faith to get us to where we are today.
It tells me how courageous you are. That was a big step, a big leap. It's obvious that the success your son has had has a lot to do with you.
There's three of us. It's me, my oldest, and my youngest son. I do have a younger son who's also an amazing blessing, extremely intelligent. We have so much pride, too much pride, that we don't like to ask for help. But we want to give. We want to help. It took a lot. It took them having to see and me being an honest parent and always letting them know, look, I am broke. No, we can't have this. No, you cannot have that. You know, it's what you need, not what you want. And to this day, because of that foundation, my sons do not go and purchase things that they do not need. I told my son, there's only a plan A. Do not pick any plan Bs or, oh, well, what if you don't? There is no if you don't. You will. Because when you have a plan B, it distracts you from plan A. Mm-hmm. And it gives you a reason to not be so strong.
An excuse.
Exactly, an excuse. So my sons have never had an excuse. They've always thought of the big picture because I taught them, you have to be better than me. I'm not saying I'm a bad person. I've worked really hard. I put myself through college.
Mm-hmm.
I did it. But I took a lot of classes I didn't need to take because I didn't have the right parents to teach me on what I needed to do.
Do you think of the impact you're having in this community by the person that you are and the experiences you've been through?
Originally, I did not feel that I was. But then I started realizing that people come to me. My son, Trey, Boston, went and spoke at ALC, and a lot of the kids did not want to listen to him because they thought he came from a rich family. So they did not find him relatable. So when he told them, I come from right down the street, it caught their attention. They couldn't believe it, that he grew up poor. I remember one time he came home and he said, Mom, will you give me a dollar for every A or $2? I said, child, I am not about to pay you to do something that you're supposed to do right to begin with. Because when you have to go and take a test, you have to pass that test. I can't pass that test for you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to make it into the NFL, sweetheart, you're going to have to get up. You're going to have to read. You're going to have to do it. I will help you. I will buy books that gauge your attention.
Mm-hmm.
But I will not pay you to do something that you as a man are supposed to want to do. You're responsible for your future. So if you want to fail, you go ahead and fail yourself.
Resilient. She's resilient.
I grew up from homelessness. I grew up homeless. I grew up from abuse. I grew up in neglect, molestation. So I grew up in a lot of bad things. So to get away from that, I read books a lot. I hate to read now. I think I read too much as a child. It was an escape. And when I first moved to Florida, it was very difficult for me. I had a chip on my shoulder. I had a really bad attitude because I come from the streets.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very street smart, very street knowledgeable. But with that comes an attitude.
Mm-hmm.
I had to train myself to speak differently, not thuggish and street, which is difficult. But now and then it comes out. And I had to teach myself to be a chameleon, to be business when I needed to be business, to be poised when I needed to be poised, but to not let my guard down and just trust anyone and everyone. It's pretty sad when you have to teach your young son that even though you might be raised right, you have two things going against you from the moment that you are born. That, sweetheart, even though you can be amazing, you can speak well, you're a young black male. So you have to be the best man you can always be. And it's not always going to get you ahead, but you know what? If something happens, you know you did the right thing.
When you think of Fort Myers, what made you think that this could be a home where you can be happy and where your children could grow to be whatever they wanted to be?
At the time, it was just somewhere to be away from where I come from.
Mm-hmm.
It was just difficult to have to start up and not know anyone, to have to go and take your child to a football field, which I'm sure a lot of parents do, and to find out that they're not going to play your child as much because you don't know the coaches, you're not friends with them, you're not related to any of them. It's very difficult to be held back. But you know what? In the same token, instead of looking at it like that, I look at it like this. That has taught us to work harder. I used to tell my son, get right next to the coach. Get right next to him, Trey. You better get right next to him. You tell him, I'm ready. Keep your helmet on. I'm ready. And he would tell the coach, I'm ready, coach. But I got fresh legs, coach. I'm ready. I'm ready whenever you want me in, coach. And they started playing him more. But he had to switch to another team to get recognized. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Sometimes instead of looking at change as being something bad, sometimes you have to take that leap of faith and believe that this change is going to be good.
This interview with Iris De Hoyos and Larry Aguilar was recorded at StoryCorps in Fort Myers, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. This excerpt was selected and produced by me, Amy Tardiff.